Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is focus on you and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 7 verses 3 to 5. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. I love to read the words of Jesus. He was such a profound and practical teacher. In today's scripture, Jesus was teaching. And as I reread this scripture, I understood that as simplistic as this may sound, a lot of our relational issues, as well as other issues, would be solved if we just followed the principle Jesus was teaching in these verses. Jesus was saying, in essence, focus on yourself. We see faults in people because honestly, everyone has faults. But the Lord is saying your lens is faulty if you don't look at yourself first. If my glasses are dirty, my lenses color my view, and things, even though they are clean, would look dirty. God is saying that every time we look at the flaws of others and pay no attention to ours, we are looking through a dirty lens. The truth is that if we pay attention to our own flaws and issues, we will spend less time thinking about how to change others. Sometimes we can get caught up in a controlling attitude. We want to control how people act. We want to control their own expressions of their Christianity. We want to control their behaviors. We want them to do the things we think are right. Jesus is not saying we can't advise people or correct people. No. Look at that scripture. He says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? The problem to Jesus only arises when you pay no attention to your own issues. The truth is, as you begin to self-reflect, you will have very little time to keep criticizing and correcting. I'm a work in progress in this regard. Recently, I got into an argument with someone, and as I sat fuming about the person's attitude, the Lord used this scripture to admonish me. Focus on yourself, he said to me. And as I did, I began to see where I had gone wrong. I began now to release my faith for a change in my own attitudes. I no longer had the time to think about that other person's seeming faults. My dear listeners, without the Holy Spirit, we have very large blind spots that will make us think that we are better than we really are. We must, by the help of the Holy Spirit, focus on becoming better rather than making people better. As we do so, we learn to correct others in love and make excuses for people. Pay attention to the plank in your own eye. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for today. We repent of trying to change everyone and thinking that we are better than people. We receive the grace and the humility to pay more attention to who we should become. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.